is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline is Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos. Zach, with all the excitement surrounding the Avs and the Nuggets and, of course, the Rockies, my goodness, you know, that's just like really exciting stuff. The draft, it probably didn't sneak up on you, but I got to admit, it certainly has snuck up on me.
No, definitely, Brady. And it's even snuck up on me as well. And all my focus is on the Broncos. And a reason for that, a big reason for that, not only the Avs and Nuggets, and I guess you're nice to throw in the Rockies in there. But
hey, they won big time yesterday. I mean, we're ready to go here.
Exactly. One game win streak. Let's go, baby. But another reason why, Brady, is the Broncos had their season kind of extended into January, February, March. Really, the Broncos capped it. Really, their more interesting season was January, February, and March. Once they started, you know, once everything started to fall off in October, November, and December, so everyone kind of stayed focused on the Broncos, and the Broncos had everyone's attention in January, February, and March, not only for the coaching surge, but then it was Sean Payton, and then it was spending $250 million in free agency, then the owners meeting. So really, the Broncos didn't calm down until the beginning of April, and then everyone was like, okay, we need a break from the Broncos. We've been focused on the Broncos for way too long. Oh, and by the way, we've got playoffs for Avs and Nuggets as well. So and then, you know, just a couple of weeks after that is the draft. So and you couple that with the Broncos not having a first or a second round pick and only five picks in the draft. That's why, and it makes sense. And honestly, there shouldn't be that much hype around this draft unless the Broncos make a significant trade to kind of move their way up in the draft.
Okay, Zach, so let me look at this. The sweet spot that I think possible, and you correct me if I'm wrong, for the Broncos to get into the first round somehow, some way, would probably be in the 20s, right? And somebody they could potentially dance with there, the Minnesota Vikings, are around that 23, 24 spot, George Payton's old stomping grounds. He probably has connections. Is that conceivable that maybe the Broncos go, all right, could we, you guys interested in a Jerry Jeudy? You guys interested in a Cortland Sutton type move where we could move up into the first round? Or is that like, so far, Brady, you're out of control?
No, you're not out of control, Brady. And I know the attachment to Jerry Jeudy in Broncos country is extremely strong. Broncos fans love Jerry Jeudy, and understandably so. I mean, what he's shown talent-wise, obviously coming out of the draft, a lot of people thought he was the most talented receiver in a draft that had a guy named Justin Jefferson, speaking of the Vikings. Mm-hmm. And then in the last half of last season, the second half of last year, Jerry Jeudy had the fifth most receiving yards in the NFL, so he has flashed his potential. But the Broncos were willing to move on from Jerry Jeudy this offseason if they were given a first-round pick for him, from my understanding. And the Broncos weren't given a first-round pick, but I wouldn't be surprised if a team that needs a wide receiver, if the top two wide receivers are off the board in the 20s, if a team that wants that wide receiver says, okay, now it's worth it to make that trade for Jerry. And I think there's really three ways the Broncos move up in this draft. The first is Jerry Jeudy. Trade Jerry Jeudy for a first-round pick. It would be in the late 20s, so exactly that spot you're talking about. The other way to move in the first round is trading next year's first. I don't think that's going to happen, especially after how the Broncos kind of got burned by doing that with Russell Wilson. They gave up the fifth overall pick in this year's draft for Russ. I don't expect them to do that. And then the other way is packaging both of their third-round picks or one of their third-round picks this year and one of their third-round picks next year in order to move up higher in the second round. So realistically, the only way I see the Broncos getting in the first round is by trading Jerry Jeudy, and a team would have to be willing to give up a first-round pick. And there's a few teams, actually, in the 20s. You mentioned the Minnesota Vikings, a connection with George Payton. The Giants are also there in the mid-20s. Brady, I don't even think Daniel Jones can name a receiver on his team. He needs help so bad. So there's a couple of teams that you could actually say, man, draft comes around, Quentin Jefferson's off the board, or Quentin Johnson's off the board. There's a couple of teams that need receivers, and there's no really first-round receivers there. That's how something gets done, and that is something that you shouldn't completely sleep on.
Well, and that's why I think it's interesting with the Vikings, because, yeah, you mentioned Justin Jefferson, but I think you look at a Judy who would make sense there. I mean, Adam Thielen's gone. They're going to be – maybe they're looking for that number two guy. And Judy's – I mean, right now, anyway, he's just not a – I'm not confident in him being a number one guy. So that would make sense. And as you mentioned, the Giants might make sense. What's your feel on it, though? Do you think that the Broncos will ultimately end up being quiet on Thursday?
You know, I think internally there's going to be a lot of buzz. I think the phones are going to be ringing. I think the Broncos are going to try to make a deal, whether it's on Thursday, whether it's on Friday during the day, to move up in the second round. And ultimately, I do think that the Broncos move up. I'm very confident that the Broncos will move up to some extent. Now, will they be able to get in the first round? It just comes down to, will they be able to trade Jerry Jeudy for what they believe is a first-round pick? And that's going to depend on just exactly how the wide receiver board falls for those other teams. I don't think it's more likely to happen than not, but I would put it at, you know, 20-25% that the Broncos end up with the first round pick, and then I'd put it at like 95% that the Broncos trade up in some fashion, whether or not they get into the middle of the second round with the trade up, or they're just trading up five spots to get from 67 to like the high 60s or something, or the low 60s or something like that. I really believe the Broncos will make a move at some point, whether it's Thursday or Friday leading up to round 2 and 3.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. We've got the draft coming up. The other thing that I think is interesting is hearing, you know, a couple of months ago, we hear George Payton, or maybe a month ago, George Payton and Sean Payton talk about Javonte Williams, getting our hopes up. Maybe he's going to be good to go by start of the season. They've backed off of that a little bit, and that's a scary thing.
Yeah, it is, and that's kind of what I've expected this entire time, Brady. We've gone from George Payton at the combine saying that Javonte Williams was going to be ready to go week one to now him saying that Javonte Williams will play at some point this season, and honestly, that's where not even the expectations, but that's kind of where I think Broncos fans should be expecting from Javonte is probably back at some point this season. From everything I'm hearing, I wouldn't say it's a guarantee he's back at some point this season, but the severity of his knee injury is more than just an ACL. He tore three ligaments in his knee, and typically that recovery time is at least a year. I believe you look around the league, J.K. Dobbins had a similar injury. He was out like 18 months, and then he came back for a month and then had to sit another month in his recovery. So it's just not something to rush. Javonte Williams turned 23 years old today. He still has a career in him beyond this year, so you don't want to rush it. But Brady, regardless of if Javonte's back this year, middle of the season, what the Broncos need to make sure they do is they have to add to that running back room. Samaje Perine is a very good complement back, but he has not proven that he's an every down back, and he's 240 pounds. He's not built to be an every down back. So the Broncos, I would really expect them in some capacity to add a running back. Wouldn't even be shocked if it's their first pick, and I wouldn't even be shocked if Jahmyr Gibbs is on the board, the running back from Alabama. If he's on the board in the early second round, I would not be surprised if the Broncos made a move up to get him. He's very similar to Alvin Kamara, and obviously Sean Payton found a big-time role for him. So that's really the one guy in a trade-up that I would really keep your eye on is Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama.
Interesting. Well, yeah, there will be some interest for sure in the draft to see what the Broncos ultimately end up doing here. Big news yesterday, Zach, and we're going to see this guy in Denver next year for a game. Aaron Rodgers, it's official. He is a member of the New York Jets. He's going the path of Brett Favre. I think that's very crazy. He got one Super Bowl with Green Bay. He was with them forever. Kind of weird. And now he's with the Jets. That's where Brett Favre is. Is he going to be in Minnesota in like 2 years?
Yeah, probably. And you know what? Just like Brett Favre, maybe it's something in that Green Bay water if they're there for over a decade. These guys just love to be in the headline.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when it is. The season's over. They need to just get up, get their own headlines going. And Aaron Rodgers, props to him. He's fantastic at making sure his name is always in the headlines. Obviously, it was the talking point in Denver for many months last year, especially with Nathaniel Hackett being here. And now Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett are reunited once again. And you said it. You mentioned it, Brady. The Jets, Aaron Rodgers, and Nathaniel Hackett are coming to Denver at some point this season to take on Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. And that is going to be a big-time storyline in Denver. Did the Broncos get the right duo? How much did they miss out on Aaron Rodgers' trade last year? And it's going to be really fascinating because obviously the Broncos gave up way more to get Russell Wilson. Did not work out last year. The Packers, I actually think the Packers got a fair return for Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets this year. And so what it's going to boil down to in terms of who got the better end of the deal, the Sean Payton, Russell Wilson combo, or the Aaron Rodgers, Nathaniel Hackett combo, it's going to boil down to just how good Russell Wilson is. If Russell Wilson's able to turn it around and be that guy, he's going to play much longer than Aaron Rodgers, and ultimately it's going to be a better trade for the Broncos. However, if Russell Wilson can't turn it around, and what we saw last year is what's going to come for the Broncos, then it's probably safe to say that the Aaron Rodgers deal was better, not only because they didn't have to give up as much, but also Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to be paying him $250 million. You know, they're paying him $50 million, and I believe the Packers are taking some of that cap hit over the next 2 years. So it's all on Russell Wilson's shoulders now.
Zach, if there's a way we can figure out how to get some tickets to the game for Vic Fangio, then we would have four coaches. Sean Payton's there, Vance Joseph's there, Nathaniel Hackett's there. We could get Vic there.
Goodness.
Dude, we could get a whole reunion there on that night. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, my gosh, Brady. I have not thought about it that way. That is impressive. I mean, Gary Kubiak might be in town. You can get him tickets, too. And John Fox is, an analyst somewhere, so he might just be there for the game anyway.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be a dream come true. Broncos of Christmas past there on that night. All right, Zach, while we have you, a little bit on the Zoom thing last week with the Paytons. I love that we call them the Paytons. It's one of my top 10 things now. What did Sean say about John Elway? What's going on with John Elway? Does he really have an office there? What is he doing? That is a mystery. John Elway has become such a mystery.
Yeah, John Elway really has become a mystery. I mean, he went from a legend to now kind of this myth that's
in the
building.
He's just kind of there.
And you know what? A couple of teams in the past, whether it's with past owners, whether it's with past executives, have done this where they kind of give just a spot, whether it's an office or a spot in the building for legends, just in case so they know they always have a place to come around. And that's kind of my understanding is John's always welcome in the building. George Payton, John obviously helped groom George Payton over these past 2 years. Really, that first year is when George really leaned on John. And they just want John to know that he's always welcome there. In terms of if he's actually doing things on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, month-to-month basis, no, he's just there. And I think that's a really smart thing to do is John Elway. Right now, obviously, there's a little sour taste in people's mouths, just how they haven't been back to the playoffs since they won Super Bowl 50 and the quarterback decisions and the head coaching decisions that did not go right after Peyton Manning left. But in 5 years, in 10 years, John is just going to be viewed how he should be and just an absolute legend, the most important figure in Broncos franchise history, as George Payton said last week, and I agree with that as well. And so that's kind of what's going on. John does not, he doesn't have a formal role, and he really doesn't have an informal role either.
Last one for you, perhaps the most important thing. I don't know why we didn't start with this, but Sean Payton did crack a joke about the golf cart, but it turns out who was driving the golf cart? It was not Russ.
Yeah, the rumors are that Justin Simmons was driving it potentially, and Russell Wilson was in the golf cart with him, and obviously Justin Simmons, all-pro safety, but when you have Russell Wilson, not just a star quarterback, but come on, you have Russell Wilson there, that's going to do way bigger on headlines. That's the guy that's going to catch people's attention on the people who are golfing behind him saying, wait, who was that? Is that Russell Wilson? So obviously that's why it blew up, but Sean Payton out of nowhere, Brady, I'm saying nowhere, in the 51st minute of our Zoom press conference with Sean and George last week, made a shot at the golf cart. It wasn't directly at Russell Wilson, but Sean knows that it's the golf cart has been associated with Russ. It was shocking.
You know, Angel's doing something on the back to maybe think, was Russ just talking to Justin like, hey, we you know, when I say defense, you say go, you know, doing that kind of stuff. And then finally Justin's like, dude, and then he just drives it off a cliff. I mean, is that could have potentially happened.
Yeah, I mean, potentially, you know, I've heard a lot of things, a lot of jokes being said, but another turnover at Arrowhead is what happened there. And, of course, they were playing at Arrowhead, so some fun jokes being made about it. And, you know, I like that Russ had fun with it.
Yeah,
Russ
me
has done
too.
A couple of things this past week where he's tried to just seem a little more human, connect with people. And I think that's important. It's a very small thing, but I think it's important. You know, he took a picture last week that he was flying commercial and, you know, maybe even sitting in, like, a middle seat on a plane. That just is so foreign, especially from last year. Russ was on a private jet flying all around the world. Now he's, you know, showing that he's human and kind of connecting with his teammates a little more.
Yeah, no question about it. I do like that. Zach, my friend, appreciate you as always. We got draft coming up, so we'll be watching your stuff as you'll keep us up to speed if the, you know, just how active the Broncos will be at the end of the week.
Yeah, it should be interesting. You know, I think it's going to be a little more fascinating than it appears on the surface. So definitely stay tuned, and thanks for having me on, Brady.
All right, my man. Looking forward to catching up with you soon. We'll talk to you next week, or who knows? Maybe we'll reach out by the time we get roll around to Thursday. We'll talk to you then.
That sounds great.
All right, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Take a quick break here. Let's talk about the Valerie situation coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.